not from top to bottom, but from one end to the other. From the Khyber Pass, where, in a tight knuckle of mountains, the great ranges of the Hindu Kush, the Karakoram and the Himalaya are born, to Bangladesh, where the Himalaya, reduced to dust and sand, is swept out into the waters of the Bay of Bengal. Great journeys tend to bring me out in a rash of overused superlatives, so all I will say this time is that Himalaya was a wonderfully, magically brilliant journey, with more gasps of astonishment per square mile than any other in my entire life. And for once, I think I might be right. But a word about dates. We began our journey on 12th of May 2003, and due to vagaries of the climate, timing of religious festivals, and other key events like polo matches and horse fairs, returned to the region at various times before our final arrival home on 7th of April 2004. Since I put these diaries together, there have been significant changes in the region, mainly affecting India and Pakistan, and by and large, hopeful. Even before the defeat of the BJP in the Indian elections in May 2004, cross-border relations with Pakistan had been improving, and both sides were pledged to a peaceful outcome in Kashmir, the most troubled area we went through. On the 22nd of May 2004, Pakistan was readmitted to the Commonwealth after 5 years, a decision which India supported. The day after that decision,